The three men who survived the fatal shooting incident involving federal immigration officers in Houston say no officer was threatened. Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia said she spoke about the incident with Acting ICE Director David Venturella. She said she got clarification on a few points.
None of the ICE agents were wearing body cameras, and none of the vehicles had dashboard cameras that captured the shooting. I really pressed him on this, because quite frankly, I would have to ask the community, you know, what would you do if you're just being followed by someone? And the cars were unmarked. They did not have a siren. They did not have lights or noise.
A lawyer for the men said today that they told him an officer shot and killed Lorenzo Salgado Araujo through the passenger side window Tuesday during an attempted traffic stop. The Department of Homeland Security says Salgado Araujo rammed an ICE vehicle. But attorney Hugo Baldaras Ibarra says video footage shows no damage to Salgado Araujo's van.
My client's versions of the events are extremely different from what ICE agents are saying or what the agency is saying. I am calling for the immediate release of my clients from Conroe, from the Montgomery Processing Center. I believe that given the magnitude of this case and the implications that it carries, my clients may be pressured into signing documentation to sign for their voluntary departure.
ICE hasn't released any other evidence to support their version of events. Baldaras Ibarra said under the Trump administration, ICE has become a rogue agency that targets people based on their ethnicity, and it's having tragic results.
It's alarming that under Trump's second administration, 9 out of every 10 immigrants that are arrested are Latinos. This is not immigration enforcement. This is racial profiling. It's very important that they are required to wear body cameras. It's very important that they are required to remove their masks. Another thing that's very alarming is, like the Congresswoman mentioned, unmarked vehicles. That is extremely dangerous.
Texas Democratic Congressman Al Green sits on the House Homeland Security Committee. He signed on to a letter demanding, among other things, a thorough, independent investigation of the shooting.
He belongs to us. He's in our jurisdiction. We have a duty and a responsibility, in fact, an obligation to bring justice to this cause. Pursuant to this, at the prior press conference that we had, under the leadership of the Honorable Sylvia Garcia, that was on Wednesday, July 8th, I indicated at that time that I would be asking the Homeland Security Committee in Congress to take up this cause.
Sean Teer is Harris County District Attorney. He says his office has started its own investigation. He said in other officer-involved shootings, the county works with the agency involved, but that hasn't been the case in this incident.
We were not invited into this scene on Tuesday. My investigators and my civil rights division have been out there from basically the moment the scene was released up until today, looking for surveillance footage, talking to witnesses, doing everything that we can and we do in every case to ensure that a full, fair investigation is conducted so that we can be transparent with our community.
According to Congresswoman Garcia, ICE officers were attempting to locate another individual who had a final order of removal. She said the operation was based on an administrative immigration warrant, not a criminal arrest warrant, and that officers did not personally know the individual they were trying to locate. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.